On Tuesday afternoon at Coors Field in Denver, the thermometer dipped to a brisk 23 degrees during the first game of a doubleheader between the Colorado Rockies and the Atlanta Braves. It was the lowest temperature recorded at a game since Major League Baseball began recording that information back in 1991. Present at the game was Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post. Patrick, please describe that chilly scene for us.
When I arrived at the ballpark in the morning around 9:30, 10 o'clock, it was 16 degrees, snow everywhere. The grounds crews had snow plows out. They had people from the front office, including the owner, Dick Monfort, out for the second time in 2 weeks with snow shovels, trying to remove some of the snow from the field, icicles hanging from the seats. It was crazy. But they started on time, and it was, as you said, 23 degrees when first pitch happened at 1:10 here in Denver.
All right, the official attendance at Tuesday's late game, the second game of the doubleheader, is listed at over 21,000. But I saw the highlights, and it looked to me like there were about 38 people in the stands at Coors Field. Did everybody just leave when it went down to 23 degrees?
Well, I counted 43, but I would guess there was around 1,000, maybe 1,500 at the beginning of that game. It was kind of eerie. It was, here it is early in the season. The Rockies are playing well, but there's nobody in the ballpark. It's kind of sad.
As it turns out, the weather didn't help the Rockies, who should be, I guess, more acclimated to freezing temperatures than the visiting teams, the Braves in this case. Colorado lost both games of the doubleheader. That just seems wrong.
Yeah, well, tell me about the players. We're really upset, not just because of the cold, but because they've been playing so well. And then the Braves, who always seem to beat the Rockies, came in and swept them. You know, John Garland, the pitcher in the second game, said, you know, by about the third inning, I couldn't even feel my toes. But, you know, he was more upset the fact that he gave up three home runs to the Braves in one game. But, yeah, how weird is that? They're the Atlanta Braves from the warm climate come in and basically bludgeoned the Rockies.
Colorado is at Arizona this weekend. Temperatures expected to be in the high 90s. Have any of the Rockies expressed delight or dismay or anything over the forecast?
Oh, delight. No question about it. But the funny thing is, you know, as soon as they leave and go on this extended road trip through Arizona and L.A., the weather here in Colorado, as it's apt to do, suddenly turns around. It's going to be 70s. Throughout this weekend, close to 80 by the first of the week, so it's been a very odd April.
Patrick Saunders covers the Colorado Rockies for the Denver Post. Patrick, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Oh, my pleasure.